Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us, Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. She joins us on Wednesday mornings. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, we're going to turn to the University at Albany, where two, at least, of the three University Albany students arrested last month following a fight on an Albany CDTA bus where accusations were made about racial slurs, and that has been called into question. They face a disciplinary hearing this morning at 9:30 at the university.
Yeah, and it's and at this hour, it's really not clear what exactly is going to happen and who will be there. This fight on the CDTA bus received widespread public attention, as you noted, after two of the students, who were black, alleged that they were victims of a racial assault on the bus. An attorney representing one of the students, the student is Aisha Bruel's attorney is Frederick Brewington, said neither he nor his client will be at this morning's hearing. He contends the university is prematurely and needlessly pressing forward with the disciplinary case to the detriment of the students. The three women faced charges in connection with a January 30th on-campus incident on a CDTA bus. The allegations of the racial attack prompted a public outcry, but police concluded there was no racial attack. Instead, they said the women were the aggressors, and they charged two of them with falsely reporting an incident, which that is a misdemeanor. One of the women has since withdrawn from the university over what Brewington said were mental health concerns. Attorneys for the women issued a joint statement this week castigating UAlbany for pushing forward with these disciplinary proceedings, saying the school should instead be called the University of Injustice. They say that while their criminal cases are pending, it's unfair to submit these students to the disciplinary cases at school. They also argued that notices indicate no one from the bus will testify at the hearing, meaning there will be no firsthand testimony. Women can't speak on their own behalf, they say, because they need to protect their rights in criminal court. A university spokesman said the university's process determines whether a student has violated the university code of conduct, not whether or not they have committed a criminal act. So as the day goes on, we'll figure out what happens. Clearly, it's uncertain at this hour who's going to be there and whether the hearing will actually happen.
Now to an update on plans to build the new Schenectady train station.
Yeah, state officials continue to review the loan bid they received for building a new Schenectady railroad station. A local businessman is suggesting he has a better alternative. The only bid DOT received for construction of that Schenectady station was $24 million, about $10 million higher than they had anticipated. Now, Peter Ghidarelli, a partner in a building just south of the current station, says he is suggesting an alternative that they turn his building into the city's new Amtrak passenger station.
Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joining us. You can find out more at dailygazette.com. Judy, thanks.
You're welcome.